This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station in Studio E, the great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. In addition, a big shout-out to our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also to our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail center drivers out there getting the packages and the mail delivered from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. Now, suicide jockeys, too, we're not forgetting about you, hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel. Thanks so very much for what you do. And to our Amazon warehouse folks and our Amazon drivers, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That would be thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Okay, and joining us right now, where it might be a little bit chillier than it is where I'm at, is Frank Silvato up in northern Florida, almost all the way up here to Georgia. Good morning, Mr. Frank. Oh, works better when I do that.
Mr. Captain.
Yes, sir. By the way, it's currently, let me see here, currently 50 degrees right here. I'll bet I'm a little warmer than you are.
By about double. We're just hovering around, a little around freezing.
So. Jeez, okay. Well, I knew it was going to be cold up there. I was hoping it wouldn't be that cold because there's a kind of like a ray of sunlight over in the northeastern corner of Georgia. I'm sorry, southeastern corner of Georgia and northeastern part of Florida where it looks like the freeze was going to miss. So that's a good thing, but I guess you found it.
Yeah, we found it, but, you know, for an old Chicago boy, it's still shorts weather, so.
I know. And I think about that every time I see, you know, when the Floridians have got their coats on and the other folks have got their T-shirts and their jerseys and their shorts on, you know, then you're going, yep, sure, they're from Canada. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I got to mention it, like or not, it's not a done deal yet that the Manhattan DA is going to prosecute anybody because he's not yet confirmed that there's even any indictment to prosecute Donald Trump with. And according to the Trump spokesman, he said that they hadn't been notified formally about any arrests, despite the reports that came out all weekend long, starting about mid-morning Saturday. So, I guess we sit here and we wait to see what the hell is going on.
Yeah, it's the biggest non-story out there. There's no story. Both sides are saying there's no story. That the only story coming out of this is the response from the former president, mm-hmm. which I find to be reckless. He calling people to protest in all capital letters on his social media platform, protest, 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 exclamation points.
Mm-hmm.
This is feeding right into the left's narrative that he's the one who instigated everything that happened on January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the most stupid moves I've ever seen in my life for someone who wants to be taken seriously for the presidency. And if you're a Trump follower, if you're gearing up to go protest, you're being used.
Yep.
So for a non-story, both sides say they know nothing about this.
Mm-hmm.
For a non-story, that's one hell of a reaction.
Well, the Manhattan DA did say one thing. He said he was trying to tamper down reports of violence that was going to erupt coming in the wake of the Trump arrest rumors. Some Democrats agree with that and are urging the DA to back down and just don't do it.
Well, again, this is a non-story. If there's no indictment, it's a non-story. If there's an indictment, then he's got all of his ducks in a row and he's got to prepare for what he's got to prepare for.
Yep.
But until it happens, it's a non-story. So either someone was trying to inoculate something that's going to happen, or someone was getting something out there that doesn't need to be out there to gin up animosity just to get into the headlines.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, it's a manipulation of the people. We've got to get serious in this country about talking about policy and direction,
mm-hmm.
not bread and circuses. Policy and direction. We're on the precipice of handing an election back to the most incompetent administration our country's ever seen.
Yep.
While we're on the brink of global conflict, and we're playing around with this kind of media BS.
Mm-hmm.
We've mm-hmm. got to grow up, and we've got to get serious.
Well, we don't have enough time to really discuss this, but I'll mention it so we can talk about it on the other side. Alan Dershowitz has come out and said that this Trump probe is prosecutorial abuse, and there's a lot of people, Democrats, that are saying that. So hold on.
Absolutely.
Folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Okay.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Thank you very much, Frank. We'll be right back to Frank in a minute. I need to remind you that this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive, of course, has also got a bunch of Nissan dealerships, starting with the one in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the all-new, brand-new, brand-new, brand-new Moss Nissan on State Route 50 in Brooksville, Florida. State Route 50 West, just this side of the Suncoast Expressway, just this side. Right there on the south side of the road, about 150 feet in from the exit ramp. Now, you need to stop by and you need to take a look at the beautiful cars they've got, new and pre-owned as well. Because, first of all, if you are a veteran, they have the You Serve, You Save program, where all military veterans, all active duty military, all first responders, whether or not you've been EMS, firefighter, or police officer, or church pastor, too, gets great care, taking care of you, and great offers afforded to you for your service to our country. Now, they also have on the vehicles Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, which gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your car. So go over to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to open something else for you, too. Very special. You got to tell them to find out. Okay, back to Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, obviously, we have got situations going on right now that are could be controlled a little bit easier. Loose lips sink ships comes to mind as an expression here. Because somebody... is, and it's both sides probably, and I don't know who's more guilty, but somebody is releasing this information that we've been hearing about since Saturday morning.
No, it's somebody trying to either, like I said before, it's either somebody trying to inoculate in order to be the first one to be able to control a narrative, or it's someone trying to get into the media to create buzz. Either way, it's a manipulation of the people. If it's the Manhattan DA, then she's a showboater. And like Dershowitz said, this is prosecutorial misconduct.
Correct.
And quite honestly, the entire witch hunt on this has been prosecutorial misconduct.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the job that she was hired to do, not elected to do. She was elected to actually serve the people. But she was hired by George Soros to do exactly this.
Mm-hmm.
This is a chode warrior contest between a billionaire and a trillionaire.
Mm-hmm.
This is George Soros against Donald Trump. That's what this is. It has nothing to do with politics. It has nothing to do with the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
This is Soros saying, I can ruin your life better than you can ruin mine. Soros is an evil guy.
Yes.
Even people on the left see him as an evil guy. He's a globalist that wants to dismantle and crush sovereignty around the world so people have to be indentured under a world government.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And his weapon is destroying currencies.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at the DAs that he's put into place across the United States, from Los Angeles to New York to Chicago,
mm-hmm.
they don't serve anybody. They're moving agendas forward.
Mm. Well, let's go to the phone line and let's find out what Ian wants to drop in here with. Okay, Ian, what's going on?
Well, I'm going to drop two things real fast. Soros isn't the only one. There's a whole bunch of oligarchs and manipulators besides him, and there's a whole stable of them. But also, you're talking about this prosecutorial misconduct and will Trump get arrested, will he won't, who struck John, all this. This is going to continue. The same thing with J6, Ruby Ridge, Waco, and et cetera, ad infinitum, until the people are doing it, are thrown inside a dungeon, okay? You got to fight fire with fire. And sitting around talking about it ain't going to do nothing. They're going to keep getting away with it because nobody ever did anything. And I don't mean a mean tweet, okay? They got to see the inside of a dungeon. They got to be busting rocks and being chained together like in the old chain gang in the old South. Until that happens, they're going to keep on doing it. Thanks. Bye.
Well, I don't disagree with anything that Ian just said. However, I don't think we'll see him on a chain gang.
Well, no, chain gangs are a rarity today if they exist at all.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk about accountability, I mean, in our system of government, we're supposed to have a judicial system that works from beginning to end. That starts with the accusation that somebody did something wrong, and then your day in court. There are people for January 6th who haven't even had their day in court yet.
That's right.
They haven't been adjudicated yet. Now, if somebody up on Capitol Hill took a pike pole and jammed it through a window, he destroyed public property.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry that the motivation for it was in earnest.
Mm-hmm.
People were upset about this. But if you break a law in a place where law is supposed to rule blindly, you've got to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
That does go for both sides. It does go for both sides.
Mm-hmm.
If you created a crime on January 6th, if you committed a crime, you should be prosecuted. You should get a timely court date, which they haven't gotten, so constitutional rights are being violated. If you instigated it on January 6th, you should also be held accountable. And the more information that comes out shows that it wasn't instigated from the right side of the aisle,
mm-hmm.
or from the middle, or from the people, or from the Trump administration, but it was instigated by the left.
Yep.
So Ian's right in that respect. I don't care for the timber of, hey, we've got to burn it to the ground, because that sounds Antifa stuff. We have got to get behind people who want to actually have a more pure judicial system in this United States so that we're not using politics to imprison people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the J6 people are. They're political prisoners. They should have had their day in court already, and it probably should have been in mass. because they were all pretty much charged with the same thing except for the people who were more egregious than others.
Right.
But they haven't had their day in court. So what we're seeing are American citizens being held in the balance here in a political contest. We now have political prisoners in the United States. Is Ian right about accountability? Absolutely. That's going to keep on going again and again and again until people pay a price for this. But from the highest end to the, we got to start from the high end here. If you're going to sit and lie to Congress and nothing ever happens to you, even if you're the Attorney General of the United States, and now it's happened twice,
yeah,
then you know, throw up your arms because the J6 people have no hope.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Holder lied bald face, refused to testify, was a hostile witness, and was charged with contempt of Congress.
Right,
and he went and left and went back to his job.
Yep.
He should have either had to resign or he should have been impeached.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of which happened. Merrick Garland did the same thing.
Yep.
So, if you know, you want to hold people to account, start there. With this Trump DA thing, so far it's just people screaming into a microphone because there's been no charges. There's no reason to protest. There's nothing there. It's a nothing story. It's a bright, shiny thing that people are looking at instead of what's going on really somewhere. Right now, there's the biggest story in the world all over the place should be the Federal Reserve and what's happening with the bailout of the banks. But we're talking about something that didn't happen in New York.
Right.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a Federal Reserve that is not a government agency getting bailed out again. They're bailing out banks from venture capitalists with taxpayer dollars again. Again. Too big to fail. Too big to fail. But let's talk about a non-existent indictment in New York to suck all the oxygen out of the room so that we, the people with the attention span of a gnat's ass hitting a windshield, don't pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
So the Trump thing, it's a non-story to me. And the fact that we're not looking with an incredibly critical eye that Janet Yellen came out and said, well, maybe we could guarantee everybody's deposits even though they're not insured. Well, who's going to pay for that? You and I.
True. Okay, well, I got to let you go today, and I'll be back to you on Friday. So have yourself a great day, and stay warm up there.
I'll do my best. Stay low, my friend.
All right. That's Frank Silvato, everybody. UndergroundUSA.com. UndergroundUSA.com. Go over there. Check it out. See all the different things that he has to offer. And we'll be right back. We're going to take a special look at the weather because of what's going on in a lot of places in the South.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is accusing President Biden of trying to influence the Manhattan District Attorney's office in the Stormy Daniels case. Prosecutors have signaled a possible indictment, but the DA's office has not confirmed Trump's claim that he would be arrested in connection with the case on Tuesday. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he doesn't want any violence if Trump is arrested. McCarthy also says Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan will direct an investigation if the Manhattan DA's office is using federal money for its probe. Swiss banking giant UBS is buying its troubled rival Credit Suisse for more than $3 billion. A statement from the Swiss National Bank notes the takeover will secure financial stability and protect the country's economy. Kansas State, Xavier, UConn, and Michigan State were among the winners Sunday, heading to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
All righty, we've got a special edition of our Truckers Highway and Bible Report right now. Going to take just a brief 2 or 3 minutes to tell you about the very cold and threatening temperatures to not only wildlife, but to individuals if they're outdoors right now, going up between I-40 and the northern part of Florida up in the panhandle. So, let's get started. This is our featured song this morning, and away we go.
Dropping that plow, baling that hay, feeding them cows from the rooster crow till another long day is gone. Country on. Hey, big rig, keep clocking in miles, pulling that horn, making us smile, rolling that load down the road all night long. Country on. Hey, cowboy, keep slinging that rope, eating that dirt. Break a leg rodeo, but just don't break no bones. Country on. Hey, barkeep, how about another round? Keep the neon lit in this crazy town. Just pour a little more. Country on. Country on. Yeah. Country on. Hey, firemen, boys and girls in blue, we could sure use a lot more like you. You come running in anytime anything goes wrong. Country on. Hey, soldier, wherever you might be, hats off to keeping us free. All our thoughts and prayers till you get back home. Country on. So love them up strong, country on. I say, hey, hey, USA, we ain't seen our better days. Hell no, hey y'all, country on.
All right, that's Luke Bryan, and we've been playing that, featuring that song this morning. It's called Country On, and that's been by popular request. I've been asked to play that a number of times by a number of different people, and I got the opportunity to do it today, so I did. So I made it as a feature today, and I hope you enjoy it, because that definitely, definitely, in my book, hits the spot, A number one. Okay. Here we go. Now, we've got some really serious cold weather tonight all across the South. I-40 from the Arkansas line all the way to the ocean, you've got a freeze warning. Temperatures are cold. They are below freezing. As a matter of fact, we've got temperatures in Florida right now below freezing. I'll tell you where they're at in a minute. In addition, I-20 coming across east-west all the way over to South Carolina. You've got temperatures at or below freezing with a freeze warning all the way across. Now, I-30 coming out of Arkansas, or out of Texas going up to Arkansas. You got a freeze warning through there. As a matter of fact, from just north of Houston all the way up to the southeastern corner of Oklahoma, there's a freeze warning through there to places that don't normally see temperatures that are down in the 20s or the teens, okay, which is what we're looking at tonight in a lot of areas up there. Now, in the northern part of Florida, you might have just heard Frank tell us that it was in the 20s, just below freezing up there where he lives up in Florida, on the Georgia, almost on the Georgia line. We've got temperatures we've been looking at tonight that have been dropping all night long across I-10 from about Tallahassee, just a little bit west of Tallahassee, all the way across to just north of Houston. Now down to the Gulf, Louisiana, all the way up to Arkansas, you've got freezing cold temperatures and a freeze warning. A lot of people, you know, are caught on the streets right now, too. And some of them, there aren't enough warm places for them to get into. So this is not a good situation. Mississippi, all the way from the Gulf, all the way up to Tennessee, and all the way up into Tennessee to the Kentucky state line. Very cold temperatures. Alabama, same exact thing. All the way from the water, the Gulf, all the way up to Tennessee. And Georgia is kind of a little different tonight. We don't have the freeze warning up until you get just north of Valdosta. And then it's all the way up to Tennessee, all the way up to Chattanooga. And, of course, if you're on I-85, you're going to have it all the way up through the mountains of Georgia and South Carolina. And North Carolina, right to the Virginia line when you run out of it. But in Virginia, the cold is along the ocean up towards Norfolk. And there's a lot of cold weather tonight in North Carolina along the coastline. There is a frost warning up for South Carolina and part of I-95 to the ocean tonight. So that's going to make it a little nippy for you. Now, for you truckers that are leaving out of Florida, you've got to make sure you got your fuel right again. This is another one of those nights where you can freeze up in this kind of weather. So you got to make sure your fuel is right. And, yeah, it's going to be cold further north, but not like what it is right here in our own backyard for the first 700 miles going up out of Miami or Orlando, let's say. So just keep that in mind. Be careful. And remember to drive safe tonight out there on the highways. The other bad thing I don't like about this kind of weather is that you can't see what happens to the bridges. A lot of the bridges in this kind of weather will freeze over. And when they do, if you're coming across the bridge and maybe you got an empty trailer and you bounce up and down a little bit, you're liable to see that trailer walk around on you. Or, God forbid, you have to hit the brakes on a bridge and it's not going to go where you think it's going to go. You have to prepare yourself for what could or could not happen in the 20-degree and 18 and 20-degree, 25 and 30-degree weather when it comes to the bridges, because they freeze over very easily. Doesn't take much. So be careful out there and truck them safe on the highways. Now, I'm going to give you a little information here. A lot of people say, how can that be? When you look at the surveys that are out there, President Biden ended the polling week with a daily job approval rating of 46%. He's down 2% from the week before, but you won't hear anybody say anything about it. In addition, former President Donald Trump remains more popular amongst Republican voters than GOP congressional leaders, and a majority of all voters think that Trump's 2020 campaign was sabotaged by D.C. politicians. Voters overwhelmingly believe that America is threatened by Mexican drug cartels and support proposals to disintegrate and designate those cartels as terrorist organizations. In other words, they want us to do something about them. And a majority of voters agree with a Republican presidential candidate's criticism of climate change as a religion that really isn't about climate at all. And in the wake of the Ohio train derailment disaster, a majority of voters believe Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg should resign. Won't get any argument with me from that. And, of course, St. Paddy's Day this year was very festive. And a lot more people were out and about because they weren't restricted with having to stay home because of a pandemic. So they went out, had a good time, and the rest was history. And that's good. People deserve to have a good time. All right, I hear the music coming up in my ear. So that means two things. That means, number one, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, is up next. And that means you'll be hearing me talk about Dominique's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota next. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back, and we got a lot of sports to talk about today. March Madness is in full swing. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indubitably. And we'll be right back with Patrick Hyland after I tell you all about Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, this segment of the program has been brought to you since the beginning of the program by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. Now, they happen to be, all their blinds, all their shades, all their shutters are made in the USA. And they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Try to find that somewhere. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And they will come to you if you need installation or on-site cleaning or parts and repairs anywhere in the local area. That's what they service, the local area. Now, remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Now, the number again, 941-922-2345, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, the Sports Zone quarterback himself is here, Patrick Hyland, and it's March Madness time.
Yes, it is, Captain. And I'll tell you what, it's familiar ground for programs like Arkansas, UCLA, and Houston. But for Princeton and FAU, this marks uncharted territory, Captain.
Yeah.
Can you believe it? It's just been crazy, considering what we saw during the first weekend with number 15 and 16 teams winning games. And previously dominant teams like Kansas and Purdue making early exits, just very surprising to me. But, hey, we got our Sweet 16, Captain. We have UConn taking on Arkansas in Las Vegas Thursday night. So people will be looking forward to that. And UCLA, that's my team, Captain. I think they're going to win it all. We shall see. But they're going to be up against Gonzaga, and that's going to be a tough matchup, to say the least. So 2-3 going at it a little early. And then Tennessee playing the Florida Atlantic boys down there in South Florida. They'll be up in New York Thursday night. Tennessee looks good, Captain, but Florida Atlantic needs to be hot and on a run. So I'm curious to see how that all plays out. Also, Kansas State playing Michigan State. You can never count out Coach Izzo and the Michigan State Spartans. He's one of the few coaches, you know, still around that you look at a college, you go, oh, Izzo's their coach. And it's changed a lot, the makeup of our college background with the coaches. Houston's going to play Miami. Kind of funny. Two South Florida teams, you know, going deep now, Sweet 16. I don't know if Miami can take on Houston, but they'll give it the best shot. Again, they've been on fire, too. But Houston is one of the best teams this year up and down the court. So Texas and Xavier. Xavier, very level-rated team, taking on Texas, who's been playing well lately. So that'll be a tight matchup. And then good old Louisville, Alabama. Everybody thinks Alabama's going to win it all this year in basketball. Kind of funny. You always think of them as football, Captain.
Yeah.
Hey, you have to give them credit in the basketball realm. They'll take on San Diego State, who's kind of been under the radar, just making it happen. So, and then Creighton, they finally get to the Sweet 16. The last 10 years, Captain, they get to the tournament, they lose in the first round, and they lose in the second round. So they finally get to go, and they're playing Princeton. You know, Princeton's never made the Sweet 16, so in recent time, I should say. So there you have it in a nutshell on how it's all going to break down. It should be a lot of fun. Old spring training baseball has been rock solid in Arizona and Florida. A lot of guys getting some workouts. This World Baseball Classic, Captain, what's your thoughts about that? If you were the manager or the general manager or the owner of a team, would you want your guy to represent the country on that's an honor, or would you say, man, I need you in training camp?
No, I'd want him to represent me as an honor. Because
yeah.
An honor. That's an honor to the player, too, you know.
It is. It is, Captain. Just,
just hope they don't get hurt.
There you go. That's the key. And they can get hurt in spring training, too. So you got to be cognizant of that. A lot of breaking news in football, Captain. A lot of free agency going around. Baker Mayfield with the Buccaneers. Carolina Panthers, you know, trading with the Bears to move up front. The Bears have a lot of transactions now that they can work with for the draft and for the next couple of years. We'll see if that changes that franchise around because, boy, they've been hard to watch the last few years. But surprising to me, wide receiver Thielen. He's been a stalwart up there in Minnesota. They let him go, and the Panthers jumped on him and signed him to a three-year deal. So he's real happy about that. We'll see what quarterback they bring in there to Carolina. You know, they're gonna pick the best of the best here in the draft and see if he materializes to be something special. Also, the Texans trade wide receiver Cooks to the Cowboys for 2 picks. So they're trying to make some things happen in that department. Getting back to baseball, Team USA routed Cuba last night 14-2 to reach the World Baseball Classic final. So that'll be a lot of fun to watch and see how the USA does in that. Joey Logano, he won up in Atlanta, Captain.
Yeah.
22.
Yep.
Came through there last lap to make it happen. So that was pretty exciting to watch if you witnessed that. Formula One's getting very popular, too, with the folks out there. Talk a little bit about that. They had some great racing Saturday.
Sure.
It's early in the day that a lot of people were watching and getting excited about. So, you know,
well, they rolled out some of the numbers from the St. Pete Grand Prix, and it was substantial.
Yes, people really enjoyed it.
It was a big deal. Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing about Formula One, it's not the same circle. That's why people kind of get a kick out of that. Where some people don't like this, you always joke about it. Go fast, turn left. you know, and other people have even made the comment, you know, what they ought to do, they ought to switch it up. The first, you know, part of the race, you go left, go fast. Second part, you go right and go fast. Let's see what happens. So anyway, just having a little fun there, Captain. And that's what it's all about anyway. You know what? Sports is for fun. Sometimes they get too political, like you and I discussed. But one thing that doesn't get too political or get too fun is insurance, Captain. That's where I come in to help people out. You know, I love seeing people, meeting people, and just sitting down with them, having a cup of coffee, seeing what they've done with their lives, seeing what, you know, they want to do. What makes them happy? What makes them tick? And then you just sit down and try to devise a plan that works for them and with their input. Don't tell people what to do. Encourage them, teach them, educate them. It's making a difference, Captain. That's all I try to do. Somebody the other day said, hey, Patrick, how much do you make? I said, well, what I make is I make a difference. I help people's lives. I transition people into better lives. That's what I do. And I can do that for the people that are listening right now. It behooves you to give me a call. I've been doing it for 30 years. I help out people in a lot of ways with their veterans benefits, their insurance benefits. I'd love to sit down with you and have a cup of coffee and help you out. Call me on the phone, 813-966-1052. We'll set up an appointment. You know, I know everybody says it, no cost, you know, consulting. You know, there's no cost to meet me. Obviously, no charge. If I can be of help to you, the insurance companies take care of me. I'll take care of you. If I can't help you, I'm going to say stay where you are. You're doing great. You're in a great position in life. Don't change a thing. That's the right thing to do because things could change in a year or two where you're going to know somebody that can help out. By treating you right, you're going to refer me to the right people. Again, I'm here to help. Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052. I'll save you some money and make you feel more at ease. Captain, as always, a pleasure. God bless you. I look to see you at Mission Barbecue tomorrow around 11:30. And you have a wonderful day. And take care of yourself.
Okay. Thank you very much, Patrick Kyle, the insurance quarterback here on the program. Let me go over real quick and see if I can do this. Todd in Tampa, you got about 20 seconds. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, if I was on every day, we'd double our stations for the next year. Donald Jr. is innocent of all charges. And let me hang on with the judges that try and arrest him. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, thanks. And it is what it is. But Donald needs to be quiet. That's what started all of this. Somebody prompted this. I don't know who it was. Don't really care who it was. Time to be quiet, sit back, let nature take its course. Running your mouth in the middle of a trial is not the way to do anything. It does not work. I'll be right back tomorrow night. Actually, tomorrow morning, early, 2 a.m. And I think I'll go have some breakfast today. See you later. God bless America.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.